You're listening to the Decluttered Mom Podcast, a podcast built specifically for busy moms by a busy mom. I'm your host, Diana Renee. And in 2017, I had my second daughter, and it felt like I was literally drowning in my home. Okay, not literally, but I felt like I couldn't breathe with all of the stuff surrounding me. Over the next 10 months, I got rid of approximately 70% of our household belongings, and I have never looked back. I kind of feel like I hacked the mom system, and I'm here to share all the tips, tricks, and encouragement. Let's listen to today's show. All right. So I am excited for today's episode because we have Elisa, who is someone that I met on Instagram, which feels like every guest I bring on here is a friend that I've met through Instagram. And she is all about cleaning and how to keep a clean home. And her account is one that I really value because there are so many things that I don't know. I'm like, I don't know how to clean this. And so I will scroll through her videos and check them out. And I always get great ideas. So I wanted to welcome you, Elisa, to the podcast.
Thank you.
Can you just share a little bit about yourself and how you got in? You know, like you have quite a big Instagram account with about cleaning. Like how did this whole thing happen?
Yeah. I started on Instagram as like we were DIYers, me and my husband, and we bought this house and we call it our money pit. We bought it from an older couple that had lived here a really long time. So they had really big dogs and a cat, and their adult daughter was living upstairs with her adult kids.
Okay.
And they actually hadn't been upstairs in like 5 years because they were in wheelchairs.
Okay.
So, I mean, you had the pet smell and you had the older person smell. And when we first saw the house, we didn't even talk about it. We were like, there's no way. And then later that night, we decided this was the house for us. So we came in, we redid everything. Like we DIY'd everything ourselves.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, in one bathroom, I had cement tile, one bathroom, I had marble, and I didn't know how to clean it. And I didn't want to mess it up with like using these harsh cleaners that you can buy at the grocery store. So that's kind of how it started. I wanted to like keep all the stuff we had DIY'd and redone looking brand new.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. When you said that you bought a house that had, you know, several big dogs, the house that we bought about a year and a half ago, people that lived in it before us also had two, I think, huskies maybe. And we still, like a year and a half later, we'll randomly find like dog hair. Like I pulled out the bottom drawer of our oven the other day, and like there was some like on hanging on the backside of that.
Oh my gosh. Hangs on. Yeah. When we pulled up the baseboards, it was like underneath just floors. I mean, I don't even know how it got under there, but it really just gets everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that when we had our air vents cleaned too, it was like the guys that cleaned it were like, it was like coated in dog hair.
Yes, for sure.
So interesting. Okay. Before you were doing all the DIY stuff, is cleaning something that you really like appreciated or did all the time? Or was it really just when you built these things that took all your time and energy that you wanted to
figure out? Well, I feel like I've always been pretty clean.
Yeah.
And when we were living through DIY and renovation, like it was really hard and it's stressful looking at that mess all the time, and it's dusty, and you just kind of like have to, you know, partition off parts of your house. And so when I got all finished, I was like, okay, I can maintain this. I can keep it clean. And I get a lot of, I don't know, I say anxiety. I've never been diagnosed, but I probably use that too loosely. But when I get stressed out or anxious, cleaning really helps me feel better. And it always has, because I feel like even if it's like a little chore or like a job that's been bugging you, when you get it done, you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I hate cleaning. Like, and that's honestly why, that's a big part of why decluttering was so life-changing for me, I think, because I think a big reason that I hate cleaning is how much you have to pick up before you actually yes. can get to the cleaning, you know? Mm-hmm. And so decluttering, it was like, oh, I can actually just clean now. But my favorite type of cleaning I have termed rage cleaning. It's like when I'm really mad about something, like it's like the best therapy to just really clean.
For sure. And also when someone's coming to your house last minute, that is like frantic. Let's get this done and act like we live in a clean house.
Yeah, that reminds me of a story of when my girls were like really little. I was part of like a local moms group, and it was when the Method cleaners just came out at Target mm-hmm. for the first time, and everyone was talking about it, and they're like, it's so nice because like I just don't really like worry about cleaning the whole day, and then like 10 minutes before my husband gets home, I spray the countertops with that and wipe them, and like it smells like I was like cleaning the house like all day.
Yeah, like, genius.
Oh, little hack, yeah. So I asked my Instagram audience what questions they had for you, and like the overwhelming number one question was, how do I create a schedule for cleaning that is not overwhelming, that like will actually allow me to get the work done? Do you have any insight to that?
For me, I think growing up, we used to always hear, oh, we're going to do spring cleaning, or like it felt like when we would clean something, it was like, you know, you've let it get so bad that now you have to like spend all day like cleaning the garage or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And so for me, like we have four kids and, you know, I try to get them on the same page, and it doesn't always happen. But I feel like if you're doing little things every day, kind of throughout the day, like maybe a morning reset, or, you know, like after dinner, you're doing your dishes, running your dishwasher, starting the next day with a clean kitchen. So I just feel like if you can get on those little habits and cleaning systems, like I actually put a checklist out today, but I broke it down. Yeah. I have like a daily, weekly, monthly, and then quarterly. So it kind of, you know, if you do these things during the day, it's not going to be like, oh, Saturday's here, and now the whole family is going to spend all day cleaning, and then we're going to start over trashing it on Monday.
Right. Okay. So. That makes sense. And I'll link the cleaning checklist in this show notes for the podcast, if you can get those to me. Okay. But that's a really good point. And something that I hear often is like, how do I get my kids involved? And so I always encourage people to have, we do like what we call PM pickup. So every evening, you know, sometime between dinner and bedtime, everyone that's home has to participate. And it's 10 to 15 minutes of just picking up the main floor of the house, so like the kitchen, the dining, and the family room. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing it every single day, it literally takes 10 minutes because it didn't have a lot of time to build up, you know?
Right.
If you wait like a week and you only do it once a week, then it's going to take you 2 hours because it takes, you know, everything builds up. So it kind of sounds like the same principle as that.
Yes. And along with that, timers, like you said, work so good. Like it's amazing what you can do when you set a 15-minute timer. And, you know, even when I'm doing it alone, I get a lot done. But when I get my kids involved and my husband involved, like it's amazing what 15 minutes can do.
Right. And then it kind of tricks your brain, and you know, you catch momentum, and then you want to keep going a lot of times when you're done. Yeah. So I always say, like, give yourself permission to quit at the 15 minutes or whatever, you know, timer you set. But a lot of times you will want to keep going. So it's kind of, how old are your kids?
21. I just had one turn 20.
Okay.
No, sorry. He turned 19.
Okay. That's all right.
So my two older kids are actually living out of the country right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So it's been interesting. And then I have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old.
Okay. So at what age would you say that you really got them involved in cleaning?
They all learned how to do the laundry when they were 10.
Okay.
And they were in charge of it. So, you know, they can't complain when they don't have anything to wear because it meant they didn't do their laundry. And I worked with them quite a bit. Like they knew what they were doing by the time they were on their own.
Okay.
And I feel like They do. We do like the daily pickup things, but also on Saturdays, unless we're like crazy with ball games and stuff, they all have bathrooms to clean. They all have like probably four or five chores to do. And they're not anything crazy, but you know, if they take like a good half hour, 40 minutes, it's their chores are all done. And I usually don't let them like, you know, do what they want to do until I go look and make sure everything is clean.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Very cool. So another question that was common in the question box is how to deep clean nonstick pans, because apparently I have stainless steel pans, so I'm not sure, but apparently this is a very common problem. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, I have stainless steel pans too, but I know that if you put baking soda and vinegar or baking soda and lemon and vinegar, it cleans pretty much everything.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's like, is that your go-to cleaning product or?
Yes, you know? I would say baking soda. I probably have four. It's baking soda, Dawn dish soap, white vinegar. What would be my other one? Probably lemon.
Lemon. Okay. Very interesting. Okay, so this was actually three people asked this, and I selfishly want to know the answer too because I have this problem. But we have engineered hardwood floors, and I feel like no matter, I've tried like three different products for mopping, and every single one of them makes the floor slippery. Is that like user error or is it, you know, using the wrong product or both?
I mean, I would say maybe the product, because I know there's a lot that can leave a film.
Okay.
We have, what is it? LVP, luxury vinyl planking. And I don't know how similar it is, but I do that. Yeah. I use really, really hot water and I just put, I don't know, maybe a teaspoon of Tide powder. You want the powder, not the liquid. And then I do a splash of bleach.
Okay.
And I feel like that's kind of a winning combination.
Okay. Interesting. I'll try that then. Great. And then another common question was shower grout. This seems to be a very frustrating thing for people.
Yes. And I get that question a ton too.
Yeah.
Because it like gets the little, I mean, you see mold, right? Like,
right.
I have pretty new bathrooms. I think they're a couple years old at this point. And I still like, I'll see some black and I'm like, where is this coming from?
Right.
But yeah. Okay. So this is my grout cleaner and it works really well. It's baking soda. It's half a cup of baking soda, a quarter cup hydrogen peroxide, and then a teaspoon of Dawn. And so it makes like this paste. You mix it all up. And then you can take a little brush and put it on your grout and you just kind of rub it in and let it sit there for at least a half hour. You can go longer. And I mean, it should get rid of it, especially the black or like that orangey, like slimy stuff that you get in your shower. It works great.
Okay. That's great to know. So if somebody is like, you know, has never really been taught how to clean, but now they have a home that they're responsible for, obviously with everybody else in the household, what are like the biggest or most common mistakes that you see people when they're like really learning how to clean a home?
I mean, my mom didn't teach me a ton. Like we had chores to do, but I wouldn't say I like learned the right way. So I've kind of had to figure it out. I would say try to like focus on kitchens and bathrooms and like knowing like what your products are. Like if you have a marble countertop, you're not going to be able to use a lot of cleaners. But if you have quartz or like granite, so I would say for sure understand what the material you're trying to clean, and Google is like the most amazing resource ever for that.
Right.
So know what you're trying to clean. And I would say, I don't know, bedrooms, everyone's in charge of bedrooms, like keeping them picked up, and kitchens and bathrooms. Those are like, I think, the hardest things. So to get a handle on your kitchen for sure.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I know that I got granite countertops for the first time of my life about a year and a half ago. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like I thought, I didn't know you had to like even think about different types of cleaning products until I got them. And luckily my contractor told me.
Yeah. What did he tell you to clean your granite with?
He gave me some type of cleaner. I don't remember the name of it. It's in the kitchen, but yeah, it was like a specific granite cleaner. But I wanted, it wasn't marble, but it was like a byproduct of marble initially. And he talked me out of it because he said it stains so easily.
And marble like, in the kitchen is a nightmare.
Yeah. I am not the person to have something that would stain.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I know that, you know, Elisa, I always say her name wrong, has never done a podcast before. And so it's been so fun having you on here because you did great. And we do really short and sweet podcasts, but you gave really good, like concrete things that people can go do like today. And so you're probably going to get a lot of people following you and sending you a message saying, perfect. Thank you. Because now I don't have the mold in my shower anymore.
Yes. Thank you.
Where can people find you?
I'm at Home and Chaos on Instagram. And I think it comes up without it, but it's home.and.chaos.
Perfect. And then, awesome. We will also link that in the show notes as well as her schedule for the checklist for cleaning. But definitely go say hi to her and send her a DM. And thank you so much for being on today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was very, very fun.
Awesome.
Thanks for hanging out and listening to the Decluttered Mom Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could write a review or share this episode with a friend or your Instagram stories. And if you're on Instagram, be sure to follow me at the.decluttered.mom and send me a DM to say hi. I'd love to hear what you thought about today's episode. I hope you'll come back next week and hang out with us again.